We're doing the Miri Seder HaKabbalah, and we're starting the third chapter, which takes us into the period of Jewish history, the period of the Second Temple, the Chachmei Mishnah, the wise men of the Mishnah, and the period of the oral tradition. The Miri says, now let's get back to the point at hand. That at the period of the destruction of the First Temple, there were wise men, sages, whose brilliance was extraordinary. They are referred to in the Tanakh as Hecharash veHamasger. Charash and Masger is a reference to the blacksmiths, the ones who, the locksmiths, and Chazal say that's a reference to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Nechemiah, Nechaliah, Yeshua, Sraya, Reliah, Mordechai, Zerubbabel, that this was a code for these great sages, among others. And they are going to be called the men of the great assembly. These great men at the period of the destruction of the First Temple going into the period of the Second Temple. It's interesting that that's how the Miri sets it up, that wise men from the destruction of the First Temple. We ordinarily think of the men of the Great Assembly as people who were wise men who helped us build the Second Temple. He stresses that they were still around from the destruction of the First Temple, which is a historical fact, but it's just an interesting perspective. V'az nivneh bayit sheni, and then the Second Temple was built. V'avru min hashanim bevinyano gimel alafim tafchet shana. And when it was built, so 3,408 years had passed from creation. So in the year 3,408, we have the building of the Second Temple. Sha'arei shivim shana amdu begalut bavel. If you do the math, they were in the exile for 70 years. Ukshetosifem al. When you add them to the date of destruction, 3,338. Shevi'adcha mibriat olam atchuban bayit rishon. We did that math last time, from creation to the destruction of the First Temple. So then you come out with arei gimel alafim tavchet. You come out with 3,408. So we built the Second Temple, and then the Shechina left. We no longer have godly presence like we did until then. And he attributes it to an interesting point. We would say, no one was on the level. We kept going down, so the Shechina kept going up. Shechina distanced itself from us. And the Miri over here says, we were so busy at war, and we were a little less whole than our predecessors. But he gives a great weight to the fact that we were busy at war. And this, I think, is an allusion. It's alluded to in some of the things that are said in Tractate Sukkah. That the Talmud says, in Tractate Yuma, the Talmud says, Shayu chasirim mibayit sheni, that certain things were missing in the Second Temple. They had them in the first, they did not have them in the Second Temple. Ela shenikra adayin zman anshei kneset hagdola me'at zman. You know what, maybe we'll pick up here next time. We're a little short on time this time. Okay.